want to go a little bit through the inyan of Shava Kesef Ki Kesef and the Rambam Shita specifically. So first, let's outline what are the inyanim that we have, that Tosis brings at least, that Shava Kesef Ki Kesef. So you have Mazik, you have Erchin, you have Pidyan Hegdish, Pidyan Bechoiris, you have Kinyan Avadim and Pidyan Avadim, and of course Kedushin. So those are the inyanim that Tosis brings, and Tosis goes through the where we learn it from and why we can't learn from one and the other and so on. So in the Rishonim, there seem to be two major shitas about where you know that kesef, that Shava Kesef Ki Kesef. You have the Ramban and many Rishonim that they say that any inyan that's done mirotzen, like kedushin, doesn't need to have a pasik. It seems to be a svar pshuta misvar. You know it. That's the shita of Ramban and other. And it seems to be a big help. We shouldn't learn like that. Tosfos doesn't seem to hold like that. And Tosfos says you need a pasik. Tosfos learns it from Eved Ivri and so on. The shaila now is, what does the Rambam hold? Where does Rambam learn it from? So let's take a look at the Rambam in Avadim, and then we will see if we can learn either the two Oifanim. It's the Rambam you have there. It's Perik Beis Halacha Ches. Echad Amecha Atzmoi Bein Yisrael Ben Legoy VeEchad Shemecharu Bezdin Harezim Megareh Pinyon of Yotzei. So if you sell Yisrael both as an Eved Ivri Yisrael to a Goy, is Migarea Pidyonev Yoitze, Ketzad, Hareishim Mechoru B'Shishim Dina, V'Over Aboim Shonim, Vos Yodei, Arizais Nesedon, and so on, V'Chein Mocha Atzmo V'Avor Dina, so Mocha Atzmo and Mocha Bezdin, Mechoru Bezdin, is Migarea Pidyonev Yoitze, V'Noisin Hanisha Kesev Oishave Kesev, V'Yoitze. So you can do Kesev Oishave Kesev. V'Chein Animka Legoi also has a din that it can be megareah his years, and it gives the same ketzad. V'goyreah min adomim, u'meishiv ashar kesev, you have to return, the other money has to be kesev. Loi tvuah v'loi kelim, not tvuah v'not kelim, shenem ha-kesev imkor v'kesev u'nigal miyad ha-goy, v'ne nigal b'shove kesev. So the Rambam says that shove kesev doesn't work. It's interesting, he uses the lashon loi tvuah v'loi kelim. It's obviously coming from the limud of the Gemara, of Tvu and Kalim, and the Rambam says that it doesn't work. So let's, if we learn it misvara, it's hard to say that in the Rambam, because if you don't need a mocker for it, in other words, if misvara shavei kesef ki kesef, it's not clear that it's a miut telling me that it doesn't work there. It's just telling me we don't have a limud. The Torah said only kesef. Once the Torah gave one exception, mechitesa, anything else is so pashit. In other words, we have some places where the Torah says shave kesef ki kesef. We have a ribi for it. We have some places where we have a miut for it, and it doesn't work. So it's not so clear that misvara would work. And secondly, if we're learning from a limud from Eved Ivri, it's much worse, because mechitesa, you learn it from Eved Ivri that sold to a goy, to a yid, and shavakas works. Maybe it should be makashit Eved Ivri that is sold to a goy. The Chayim asked this type of kash according to Tosis. Mechates, you learn it from Eved Ivri. Maybe learn it from Mazik where Meitav, you have to have Meitav. But here certainly, once you're learning from Eved Ivri, and in Eved Ivri we have two ifanim. The oifen that Eved Ivri is nimka to Akum, or oifen Eved Ivri is nimka to Yisrael, the mechates which have to learn it from. It's much harder. If it's a svar of Shava Kesef Ki Kesef, it's hard to know mechates. The Torah is marba some places. And if it's a limud, it's certainly a shver. That's one problem that many Achronim find the Rambam. And so according to Rambam, where do we know Shava Kesef Ki Kesef? By Kedushin. In some places you have psukim, that's fine. But in Kedushin that you don't have a pasik, to say it misvara mechatesa. That's one shaila. A second shaila in the Rambam would be, and this is a specific shaila, the Rambam over there. The Rambam over there says that the Gemara learns, how do you know that kesef is nikne? That how do you know that an eved is nikne through kesef? So the Gemara says, because mikesef miknosoi, the giroin of the kesef is mikesef miknosoi. Now, if by a goy, by an akum, there's no giroin kesef through shove kesef, mechetesa, that there'll be a mechira. Since the Torah was mashve, the giroin to the mechira, so say that Yisrael, that sold to Yisrael, the halacha will be that it's, if he sold to Yisrael, the halacha will be that it's good, it works with kesef and shove kesef. If Yisrael was sold to a guy, it won't work. You can't, the Rambam is meduyik, not, doesn't say it mefurish, but against, going back again to the svara, that if you hold shove kesef kikesef because people agree it's good enough, so what'll happen if in the Giroin kesef by Yisrael, they will agree, and by an akum, if both sides agree to it, what'll be the din? The Rambam, from the Rambam not saying anything, it seems very clear that it wouldn't work. In other words, the Rambam says, "Shenema kesef mimkoroi, bekesef u'nigal mi'aragoi v'nigal b'shav kesef." The Rambam doesn't say vimrotzu shnehem, it works. So if the svara of the Rishonim, that wherever the two are maskim, it's a svara pshuta that it works, well, why doesn't Rambam say so? It's quite clear. It's not 100% because there's no Gemara like that. In other words, there is Gemaras that it doesn't work. It doesn't say mefurish after both maskim. But in a halacha, the Rambam being koiveya, that this halacha is stam, and it doesn't make a difference whether both sides want or not, it's not going to work, it's a problem. You can't say it's a davar pasha either, because the Rambam says later, Yud Aleph, harav shemochel eved al kesef shenishter labod kinekto ena mochel achir shal shichro. In other words, you can't say, well, if he wants to take the money, then there's no money left and it's all gone. That's not true either. It's clear that being mochel alone, having stamina, that's not enough. So if two people are maskim, even if the Rambam says that the Torah was memayed, it wouldn't work. So you see that even haskamas of people, the chur doesn't work. So by Kedushin, you can't say the sort of haskama, because you see that in Yisrael from a goy, even if both are maskim, it doesn't work. And also you see that, and learning from a pasuk, which pasuk? I'd also would like to, I mean, we can't ask these questions about the logic behind it, but what is the nafkamina between Nimkar La'akum Nimkar Yisrael? You find coolest in Nimkar La'akum. That we find. The Torah says they do, like Tosfos says, we don't want it to be Nitma Beina Akum. So that's why the Torah sometimes gave extraordinary coolest Nimkar La'akum. But where does this chumer come from? Meshava kesef kekesef. I mean, it's exas akosef. But so what's the Gemara telling me? That sometimes it is, sometimes it's not. I would like to understand that the Torah says in this case Shavu Kesef can't be Kekesef. But I'd like to try to understand why not? What's the svara behind it? In the Etzem Halacha, the Rambam passed like that. The Rambam is Lechura passed like Yerushalmi over a Bavli, which the Rambam sometimes does. Not always so easy, but I'll go upon him. In our Gemara in Avchesem and Aleph, the Gemara says, "Haytvu v'kelim." It says, "Omer b'yis." We're not mina tanya mikesef miknasa mikesef nikve nikve tu v'kelim. Haytvu v'kelim echadomi ilayim d'lmakav v'klal yoshev galosa machmana l'rabbe shav kesef ki kesef. So the Gemara by us says that it's a most a pshitasa that you can be paid there with kesef because shav kesef ki kesef. So the Gemara says it's either talking about loikayitz or it's talking about chlipin, whatever it is. But akapanim, the Bavli seems to take on that it's a mulsa pshitasa that shove kesef will be kekesef, and balkar chach the pasuk must be talking about either you didn't do it right mitzat shove kesef kekesef, you didn't do kitza, or you did it with chlipin. the Yerushalmi that you have over here does say it. That's a, she's a Yerushalmi. And again, it's not a kasha. Rambam sometimes does pass the Yerushalmi over a Bavli, but I'd like to, let's take a look at the Yerushalmi inside a little bit. The Yerushalmi is very hard to learn to get a sense of what the shitas are, and there's not much Rishonim. It's a little bit sussim, but let's see at least what it says. It says Vayekesev Mekor beKesev uNigal veIn uNigal loy betvuv loy beKelim. So the Yerushalmi says a memra that you can't be paid an eved not with Kesev, not with Kelim. So he says beChol Asar at Ovid Shove Kesev keKesev. Always you in Kol Atar Kula Shove Kesev keKesev. What happened over here? VeHochol Less at Ovid Shove Kesev keKesev. Amreb Abba Morishanya, he said it's Ribbono Shlom's fault. The Kodesh Baruch Hu was Mishanya. He says, Shino Bakosev, Kesev be Kesev. It's a Kosev. Then it says, Oifreb Chiaba Ode Yoide, Shem Bikesh Le Groya, Shem Garea Ve Yoitse, Afil Betua, Afil Be Kalem. It's not clear to me. It's a Machloikis. And then finally, a third mandiyama, Omer Abyudin Avuid Reb Mesnaya, Hadod the Tema Beshloya Son Domim. Am a Son Domim, Kikesefu. So there's different ways to Yerushalmi, and Yerushalmi is Berachal Sefer Sosa in many ways. These are type of places. Either there's a Machloikis here, and a third sheet is Machriya, or the third sheet is with the second sheet, that there's a difference between a Son Domim, Kikesefu, or not. But Al Kopanim, I want to focus on the last memra that he says there's a difference in Ason Domim and not Ason Domim. So the it's also not so clear in the Yerushalmi that he's going Dafka on Nimka La'akum. There are a whole bunch of problems here that passing in the Yerushalmi is not easy because very not clear the chiluk between the two, but Al Kapanim, I want to take on the Yerushalmi is a marker that says that Shavu Kesev will not work at Kesev, and the Yerushalmi has either a shita or a hesber in a previous shita that there's something called a son dom ki Kesev will work, won't work. That's the piece that I want to focus on. There's something here about a son domim that is either a hesber why it doesn't work, it sometimes will work, sometimes won't work. I'd like to work with that nekuda a little bit. And let's go back to the Shita Rishonim, that if two people are Maida, if two people agree to use it, it works. I want to try to be masbid a little bit and understand the Rambam lefi that. Some people learn it as what are you talking about? Both people agree they want it. Why not? That's pshat in the Ramban and the other Rishonim. That's not pshat. It can't be pshat. Let's say two people want to make kedushin with some new exotic kinyan. They came up with a new kinyan. They want to do it with a Mira Balma, both a maskim. It's not going to work. It doesn't work in anything either. People want to make chleep with something that's not a kli, they're both maskim. That doesn't work. That's a dava pashit that the Torah gave Gedarim, and it works only way it works. If two people agree that Parashat Shavua Puta will work, it's not going to work. That's not the pshat. The pshat is not because both people are maskim. That's why it works. I think the pshat is different. I think the pshat is like this. Just like kinyonim kesef is nikva kefi, if the medina mints a certain coin, that's kesef. We see that there was no prutas of nechayshes in the times of Moshe, and still it's kesef. Nobody will say it's not kesef. The question is just how much value it needs. The machlok Yerushalmi is just does it need the value or not. But it works because that's kesef. In a kinyan, where two people are involved, it's a mutual kinyan, their kvias will be kaveya that something is kesef. In other words, kesef is something that is used for exchange. So there's kesef that is nikva like that because the Medina says so. If somebody will try to make kedushin with a dollar, and I say I don't want to take it, it's not good. That doesn't help. It's that's the coin of Medina. That's obvious. In those cases where there's a kinyan between two people, and the kinyan is between both of them, whatever they agree on is has a din kesef for nyanim that the Torah said you need kesef. So lamashal, if two people want to buy, so let's take a look. In there are two places, two or three places. The Rambam does not bring the din of shavei kesef ki kesef. The Rambam is, I don't know if he's mashmed it, but he doesn't bring it. First of all, the Rambam by kinyan mechira, by kinyan kesef, in Hilchos Mechira, the Rambam doesn't bring the din that shavei kesef ki kesef. Why not? I mean, it's very nagea. If somebody buys karka, it's nicknamed with kesef and with shtar with chazaka. Does shavei kesef work or not? The Rambam doesn't bring it. It does. It certainly works. Why doesn't Rambam bring shavei kesef kesef? Maybe there's no more furish sugya, but it's obviousness sugyas. The answer is because since kinyan mechira is between two people, and both of them are kaveya, that this is what they want to exchange it for, that gives it a shame kesef, a teres kesef, and that's why it works. So the avu and the kula is mechira, that it's obvious that shavei kesef kesef, because since both people agree to it, then that's a metzias of kesef, and that's what it works. And the meila, the Rambam didn't need to bring it. I want to build it on the Lashon Yerushalmi that he says that ason dama ason damim ki kesef hu. In other words, anything which two people are ason damim, that has a shem kesef. Where are the problems? Where do you need psukim for? What do you need psukim for, and where doesn't it work? So, those in yanim that, for instance. Let me give those in Yanim that the Asiya is done through one person only. So let's take an example. When I'm being paid something from Hegdish, so Hegdish is not a Shutif, it's me who's doing it. When any time that I'm doing a Pu'ula, so when I'm being paid from Hegdish, Pinyan Bechairis, those are in Yanim that it's my asiya, and b'meila hegdish is not a shutif. So who made this into kesef? I don't have a partner in this. So b'meila I need to have a pasik. I need to have just avodim. So we have these inyanim like pinyan hegdish, pinyan bechayris, and so on. Kinyan avodim is also like that. In kinyan avodim, It's a deal between two people. Whether it's a yid or a goy, there's a deal between the two of us. And b'meila in those areas, it's pasha, it's kesef. And b'meila k'dushin will be the same. K'dushin is between two people. And b'meila, if they agree that this shavei kesef is kesef, it becomes kesef. That's called that the domim is made into kesef. Let's go to avadim. Avadim is the tricky one. In the kinyan of avadim, we said it's the same thing. It's a kinyan, and two people are maskim, and mele becomes a kinyan. But when I'm being paid avadim, so pidyan avadim is bal karchach of the odin. Even, and this is a knetch of chiddush that I want to say. And I think it's varm shel tam. Even if the odin is maskim, he's not the partner. If I can go ahead to the odin and tell the Odin, I'm giving you the money, and he says Gevaldik. His Gevaldik is not Milo Loimirit, so Be'etzim he couldn't make it in Shavei Kesef Ki Kesef, because he's not about. So it's just me and the Torah. So what's the difference? So according to what I'm saying, an Akum a Yisrael should also not be able to do. The Torah is like this: since on the Yisrael there's a chiyuv to take kesef to shavei kesef. The Torah said that shavei kesef is good. So b'meil, if the Torah said that shavei kesef is good, so the other Yisrael has the same chiyuv as I have. I have the schus to give him shavu kesef, and he has the choiv. He has a mitzvah chiyuv mitzvah the Torah to take it. So since between the two of us, between both of us together, we're mutually obligated to take it. So again, it's kikesev mikoyach that the poida and the nifta together are taking have for them it's kesev. The Torah said this works as pidyon. So the poida and the nifta both have to do it. But the goy, when I'm buying it back from a goy, he has no chiyuv to take it. There's no din and Torah on him. So all it is a schus for me to go ahead and to force him to do it. And whether he's maskim or not maskim, the emes makes no difference. Because if I can do it bal karchach, he's not, lo yitzur, you would do geirishim with kesef. So the fact that the isha is maskim to take something doesn't mean anything because it's bal karchach. So by a goy, we don't need his askama, and that's similar to Yisrael. But me'idach gisa, he doesn't have any chiyuv v'toira. So klapi him, this is shavei kesef. And his askama is not kesef. It's not lemar lo merit. So b'meila kesef will not become shavei kesef in that one case. So the unique case where kesef doesn't become shavei kesef is dafka by Yisrael nimkel akum, because since I can do it bal karchach, and since he doesn't have a din on him to take it, mitzad his own chiyuvim, so there's nobody to be shavya this domim. This shavei kesef into domim. In other words, I'm using the Yerushalmi's point. And again, very hard. It's no way to know pshat Yerushalmi. Is he saying pshat has been the previous ones to answer? Is it a new shita? Is it a achra between two shitas? But certainly this point stands by itself. He says hadot teima b'shaloi ason domim av mason domim ki kesef hu. In other words, Yerushalmi is saying that shavei kesef, if it's a son domim, it becomes kesef. I think that's exactly Yerushalmi's psak. And b'meila, the Rambam's psak. So b'meila, it'll work in the following cases. It'll work wherever the thing is a midashnehem, like kinyonim, like kdushin, and so on. It will work in those cases where we both have a din to do it with shavei kesef. Like pidyon of an eved from Yisrael, Hanif Yisrael, since the poida and the nifta both are obligated to take it b'toyres b'shavei kesef. So for them, this is a shem kesef, and it works because it's kesef. The one yoytze doifin is going to be the case of Yisrael Hanim kala akum, since it's a peula that's totally kolkula in the Yisrael. And the akum doesn't have a chiyuv min haTorah to take it. We force him to take it because you're dina tkifa and the din is like that. So we have the din outside, but he doesn't have a din mitzad atzmoi. So there's nothing to be shav yadomim. That would be how the Rambam learned it there, and how we learn Mekdushin. There are three places. That's one point. I want to add another nekuda here. There are three places that the Rambam does not mention that shavei kesef is kikesef. Doesn't say it. There's by mechira we mentioned before. We mentioned by erchin. But we didn't mention by erchin, he says. By mazik. Three places that the Rambam doesn't say shavei kesef kikesef. Valei davahu. In mazik, the Gemara says. The Gemara says, yashir abba shavei kesef kesef. The Gemara says it in mazik mefurish. According to Tosis is being done, can we learn from Mazik or not? Now, it's clear from the Rambam that it works, because the Rambam brings the din of Meitav. So the Rambam does say that the person has to be Meshalim, Meitav, Meitav Nechasov, he has to pay him, he has to pay Meitav, and so on and so forth. But the Rambam never says he has to pay Kesef or Shavei Kesef. He goes round and about, and you know, the same thing by Erchin. The Rambam never says that shavei kesef ki kesef. It's just the Rambam, when he says you memashkin, he says you take everything that he has, his house, his metaltalin, whatever it is that's needed to pay up, you take to pay up. So why doesn't the Rambam, in these places, in Kedushin Lamashal and the other places, the Rambam says, Shavah Kesef Kekesef. In Pidyon Bechiris he says that. And over here by Avodim, in Kinyan, in Giroin, and it doesn't say it by those three places. Why not? Well, and it's certainly the halacha, the Shavah Kesef Kekesef. But and you medayek it from the Rambam, the fact that you need metafir, the fact that he says you're memashkin. Why doesn't he say it as a halacha? So I think the pshat's like this. There are times when money is a tashlum, and when money is a tashlum, there are certain halachas where kesef is a tashlum. There are certain halachas where kesef is a chetimtza to do something. So, lemashal, kesef of bechoyris is paid to the bechoyer. It's kesef, the tachlis of kesef, to be paid to the bechoyer, to be paid to hegdish. The tachlis of the kesef in Kedushin is to make Kedushin. In those places, the Torah said kesef, there's a makom to be makbit and say dafke kesef. Lemashal, by Maise Sheni, which there's a famous Rabbi Negeshon, the Shal Su Maise Sheni, he says that in Kol HaTorah Kol Shavah Kesef, except for Maise Sheni, where you need to have a tsura on the kesef and so on. So any time there's a din of where the kesef chews off something, it accomplishes something, you can be done on whether the Torah was makpid or not. And Svara doesn't help. I mean, would Svara tell me that chlipin is a kli and not a davar sholem and maybe Paris, maybe not Paris? That's Svara. It's a get a Torah gave for what's good. So when the Torah said kesef that does something, who's to say, I mean, how the pidyon works? And b'meila, there's no mokum for Svara. There is a time when kesef is a tashlum. So, erechin is like that, and mazik is like that. Those two areas, in erechin, you never became hegdish, and you're being paid to yourself. There's no such thing. Erechin is a chiyuv, it's a chayv. And the same thing is true by mazik. When I pay something by mazik, nothing is chal, nothing is mishtane, nothing changes, nothing is accomplished except I paid off a choiv. When you're paying off a choiv, mali hen mali demeyem is a svara. So, in other words, that has nothing to do with those places that you need psukim for. Because that, I could say, is a svara. I mean, what's the difference? Mali, mali demeyem, the other way around. Mali demeyem, mali, what's the difference if I give you a dollar bill, I give you something that'll give you the same thing as a dollar. At the end of the day, a dollar bill is the expense to buy something. So if I give you something that's appropriate enough to buy something with it, it's good enough. That's what I want to say, Rambam. So let's just, Bekitza, bring back all the points of Rambam. We'll go from the end first, because that's the right Seder. The Rambam is saying, the Rambam has all sorts of halachas of Shavah Kesef Kekesef in different places. Some places he says Mefurish, some places not, and we were done on that. So the first aside in going Ben Akal HaChama is, in those areas that the purpose of the money is tashlumin, the Rambam feels that there's no makom to need a limit for that, and those places will be erchin and mazik, where sach hakol you're only paying back something, and that's there's a shailon tois in Baba Kama about which areas can you give Shavah Kesef Schirus and Halva and other places. Tosfos has different svaros over there, but the Rambam holds upon him in these areas, there's no Shaila, because all it is a Tashlum. So if the Torah said Yashiv, it doesn't make a difference. All you have to do is make sure that the person's assets are worth the same before as now. So now, and everyone learns Yashiv Lava Shavah Kesef means that because the next word there. Could be the Rambam holds it kipshutoi. In other words, my job is that you were worth $1 million before, you should be worth $1 million afterwards. What's the difference if it's in dollar bills or it's in some schayer that's worth the same amount? That's one. In the areas where you are making a kinyan, where you're accomplishing something with the money, over here the Torah said kesef, I need to know that I need to have a mucker that things are that other things are also kesef. It's not so. It's not a svara pshuta that shave kesef kesef. So the Yerushalmi gives us a certain klal. The Yerushalmi tells us that there's something called shav yadamim, that people can make something into damim. That when two people are maskim that we're trading tmuras X or Y or Z, it becomes damim. That halacha applies itself in the following way. In those areas where it's between two people, like mechira or kedushin, over there the agreement of the two people itself is kaveh the shein domimai. Not that they agree to be miskadesh or to sell for it. That you can't. There's many things that won't work as a kinyan, no matter how much you agree. But since we agreed that this is more as this, that gives it a shem domim. Because sachar kol domim means domim is an entity that you can exchange for stuff. So in our personal kinyan, we kaveh this as domim. That's the makar yisham. So it's in those areas it works. There are areas where it's unilateral. I make pidyon b'chayres. I make pidyon hegdish. Those things where I'm doing it myself, in those areas, I'm going to need a gzeras hakasev. I'm going to need a pasik to tell me that it's good enough. Because mechateisa, there's no dual kvias between the two people, so nothing made it into kesev. I need a chefzer that's called kesev because the Torah, because I'm making chalois of it, it's not just the tashlum, so I need a gzeras hakasev. And the only reason I need exas akasev in Ezekin is to limit it to meta. It limits it. It's not that has nothing to do with this. The interesting case is by avodim, by pidyon avodim, by giro and kesef. Over there we have a ischalkus. We say that giro and avodim beemes mitzad the fact that both agree doesn't make a difference. Since I can be megareya from an eved bal korchach, then that means the other person is not a shutif. Giroin of an eved is not a tashlum of chayiv. We said before that a tashlum of chayiv doesn't need a pasik. But the Rambam says beforeish, even if you mafkir it, if you pay off the whole chayiv, it still doesn't work. You need a maisa that's meshachrihim. You need a shtar, you need something meshachrihim. Giroin kesef is more than just paying back the chayiv that you owe the person. It's a pa'ul of pidyon like pidyon maisers like pidyon hedish. So when there's another yid involved lechura, there shouldn't be any reason why it should work. It's unilateral. I don't need the other person. So we said a chiddush. We said a knetch that since the Torah placed on both of us a din to be paidim with shavik kesef, I have the schusi paidim shavik kesef. And you as the taker has a chiyuv to listen to that. You have a chiyuv to accept shavik kesef for the pidyon. So since the Torah is mashva on both of us this halacha, then it has a kvias domim mikoyach the fact that we're both mechuyev in it, and it's a din for both of us. The one exception will be a goy. So over there, even if the goy is maskim, it won't work. Because since I don't need his askama, he's commander lesser domim. He's not part of this kinyan. I can do it by karcha, so it's always me doing it. The Torah never placed on him a din that he has to listen to it because he goes pata. So the only reason why it happens is because bezin is kaifa, yadin is kifa, and we're kaifa. So this shavik kesef never gets a din of kesef. And we need a ma'aseh pidyon because mechila doesn't work over there. So the unique case that we have that shavik kesef won't be kekesef is only over there because it's a ma'aseh kinyan and not a tashlum. It's a pa'ula between one person only because the other person, the mekabel, is going to lesser domi because I can do it bal karchach, and the Torah never placed the burden on him. So b'meila since the Torah never placed the burden on him, so it's not kesef klapi him. And that's why it's a smayet. That's why it's over kesef. So the Rambam will learn that by kedushin we take a learn it from a svara, The svara is because since it's something between two people, then the haskama makes it into kesef, same like by kinyan mechira and so on and so forth. By Evan, it's very unique. They don't halacha. I had an interesting, interesting point. According to this logic, what will happen if you mekadesh an isha balayla and you give her an envelope and you say, I'll be mekadesh with $100. And what you have in the envelope is $100 worth of something else. Will it work or not? If the pshat is that the Torah said, if you learn like Taisus, that's Gezeiras HaKasuf, so as long as it's not misleading, as long as we don't call it misleading, then it would work. But because that is kesef. The way we said a chiddush in the Rambam, we're being magged at the Rambam Shita, that you need to have a kvias. It's because they were kaved as damim, and since kedushin works. Because it's a mutual kinyan. So without her knowing about it, would it work or not? You know, obviously it's a takeoff from the Gemara about Beis Shammai, where she didn't see what the amount was. I'm curious there's a mockum to ask whether it would work or not. Because if Taka, the reason it becomes that is because they were kaveh as damim, what'll be the din? You know, or shliach. The Gemara says either Laila or shliach, but either one. But al kapanim, that's what we want to say in the Rambam. Okay. Yeah.
What is the
wrong with that? Something like pasuk. I don't know. I mean, the Gemara learns from pasuk. Right. Right.
Right.
Right.